what's this week been like for you and the rest of this assistant coaching staff?
Well, you know, it's crazy anytime there's change like that, you know, but the thing that always comes to the head is that you're getting ready for the Cardinals, you know. And, you know, just like I said the week before, if you think about anything else, it's not fair to you know, the city of Denver and the fans and this organization. So we've been focused and locked in on the Cardinals.
Are you surprised at all when Eric was named interim head coach?
No, I was happy for him. I think it's a great choice. I think Pat and Joe, you know, obviously thought about it and thought that was the best way to go, and I was really happy for him.
The guy's worked with him on the staff for a number of months. What do you know about him? I mean, he's kind of an unknown to a lot of people around here. What could you tell us about him, his coaching style?
Well, what happens is, you know, from offense to defense, we're sort of separated. So I don't spend that much time with him per se, but I just know just being around him that he's a great person. I'm happy for him and Stacy, and he brings a lot of energy, and we're going to be ready to go.
Are you going to have more? I mean, he said that this morning, trust Wink, let him do the defense. I know Josh was pretty involved everywhere. Do you have more authority now? I mean, complete autonomy with the defense or getting left alone to?
Well, I mean, it's just we're just game planning. And then, you know, however people want to see it, that's how they can see it. You know, what's in the past is in the past. And we're excited about playing the Cardinals. We're excited about how we played last week against Kansas City. You know, we took the hottest offense and you know, really held them to 10 points, which, you know, that's what happens when you can play a complete game. And we're just looking forward to keep stacking onto that.
How good was Champ in that game?
How good was Champ? Champ was a Pro Bowler that he is, okay? I mean, I just, you know, he not only shut down Bo, he shut him out. All right, and for people not to appreciate that in this area, it's crazy because it was one of the best performances I've ever seen. And really, he's been like that all year.
Because there's some perception around the league that he's still really good, but he's not maybe at that.
Well, here's the perception is he's been in 9 Pro Bowls. He should be in 10, okay? I always joke around with Rex. I said he's got his guy. It's Revis Island. I said Champ's Island's Honolulu because he's over there at the Pro Bowl all the time. All right? So, you know, that's how I feel about him. And you know, it's he goes about it every day. He hangs in there and, you know, he's frustrated just like everybody else is.
You've been waiting 2 months to get that.
That's exactly right. I've been waiting 2 months to say it.
2 months. So,
hey, it's open mic night now.
What a loss that Joe Mays mean for you.
It hurts us, but once again, you know, we've had, you know, 5 guys from the original starting 11 that's played for us all year. So it's as sad as it is to say about with all the injuries, is, you know, you're almost getting used to it. So, you know, we got a lot of moving parts, and everybody's adapted well and worked hard, you know, as far as the players, the backups and everything else. But, you know, it gets a little frustrating, there's no doubt, because he was playing really well, Joe was.
Were you surprised what he brought to the team?
No, not at all. You can ask Joe this every day. I had him here. I said I was glad I had him, and I know he's going to be a good football player for us.
Can you talk about, you know, Mike McCoy now kind of taking over? Josh was so heavily involved. What should fans expect? I mean, you're with him all the time. I know you said that you're a little bit segmented.
That's the same answer I have for you. I mean, I really, you know, I just stay so focused with the defense, and it's really not my position to evaluate any of that, you know. So, I guess we're just going to have to wait and see on Sunday.
Do you want to call offense, too?
No. No, thank you.
I mean, getting back to Champ, what do you think it is that allows him to stay at that peak level, you know, for so long, where other guys, you know, they hit that level and they're pretty soon coming back down?
He's just a great athlete. I don't, you know, answer for that. I know he works hard, you know, and I think the fresher that we can keep him for game day, the better we'll be here in the last month. And, you know, I know that you know, he's really looking forward to his next challenge we have this week.
Potentially getting Goodman back. I know he was back at practice yesterday. What would that do for your secondary? I know Parrish Cox had a pretty great game last week as well.
And yeah. I think it's going to help us just because it's going to add depth, but not only depth, but the experience. And, you know, when he's ready to go full tilt, then I'll get him back out there. You know, he's a guy that's missed, 10 games now, I think. You know, so anytime you get your starting corner back, you know, you're happy about that. But I don't want to rush him back and have the same thing reoccur again.
Is Cox at a point where there's no doubt that he could stay at that starting spot, you know, if Goody's not 100% or if there's any question.
Yeah, if there's any question with Goody, I'd say yeah. But, you know, it's still every time he goes out there, it's a learning experience. And I think the thing that was great about last weekend with Champ was for Parrish Cox to see that. You know, just how what a shutdown corner is in this league.
What do you think of Parrish's performance for these Chiefs?
I thought he stepped up, and you know, we challenged him that, you know, all week that hey, it's going to take two now to make this thing work. It's going to take two to dance. That's what we said, and I think he accepted his challenge as well.
Do you think he's getting to that point where he clears his mind and relies on instinct a little bit?
I think it's starting to come there. Yeah, I really do. That's a good question. I think it's starting to get there.
Can you compare Bo to Fitzgerald?
Well, Bo was the hottest receiver going in, you know, the hottest receiver in the NFL going into that game. But, I mean, Fitzgerald, I think everybody knows him. There's a reason why he makes commercials, too, now. And, you know, I think they're two different type of receivers. They're both elite receivers, but they're two different types of receivers. I think Fitzgerald has a lot more power and strength when he goes up for the ball. And, you know, so it's going to be a different challenge.
How much does McBath need to play this Sunday and going forward in order to grow as a player since he hasn't had that first career start yet?
Well, that's you know, he needs to be out here and be healthy, you know, just so he can grow. And that's where we're trying to get at, you know, get with him is just to get him healthy because, you know, you talk about the black cloud or whatever, it's been over him his whole career here. But he's one of those guys that can really get his hands on the football, as you saw last year against Indy, against Peyton Manning. And we just need to get him healthy and get him going again.
What kind of tape have you been watching on skills?
Well, we watched his preseason snaps when he came in last week. You know, the kid from Fordham, he's a big stationary target back there.
Yeah. Did you think, given the rule book the way it is right now, that you would see a corner shut out a frontline receiver in a game?
No, you don't see that anymore in this league. You really don't. And, you know, it's a credit to Champ, and he'll be the first one here to tell you it was a credit to everybody else on how they played as well. But I'll tell you this, there was one time where it was a pass that I had a safety over the top of him. It was straight man-to-man. So rarely do you see that with the receiver as hot as him and the quarterback as hot as Castle.